Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music, or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
On the phone with me at the moment is Pippa Kent. She is here and good morning, Pippa. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, lovely to have you here. Now, just to explain, you are trying to publish a book called Now What Can I Eat? It's for you and for lots and lots of people. You have just literally last year, you went through a double lung transplant and you also have born with cystic fibrosis. And you had the operation at the Royal Papworth Hospital, and because of that, all your experiences, you are now trying to publish this book. And can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of that is right. The book is all created for people who are immune suppressed, so thousands of people across the UK because of transplants, chemotherapy, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's, and a whole load of other autoimmune diseases have immune suppression in one form or another. Because of that, you are guided to eat certain foods. So it's about limitation of risk of infection. So things like no rare meat, no blue cheese, no runny eggs. It's kind of similar to if you are pregnant, but kind of pretty strict about it. The idea of the book is to follow all of those guidelines, but also just try and enjoy food. I think I was really keen not to limit myself in terms of what I ate just because of these limitations. And so I've teamed up with almost 100 chefs, restaurants and foodies to try and create this book. They've all offered to donate recipes, which the Papworth team will work with them on creating to make sure that they're all kind of completely in line with the dietary kind of requirements. And we want to make a really exciting book for people. So think someone, a book that someone who's immune suppressed can use and cook from, but also a book that anyone else can kind of cook from, with the appreciation that by kind of by supporting it and buying it, they will be supporting the charities that the book will kind of contribute to. So funds from the book will raise money for Papworth in Cambridge and the Brompton in London, where I have my pre-transplant care, and also at the request of my donor's family, the fire service.
That's fantastic. I mean, you're doing such a lot, Pippa, and you've been through some traumatic moments yourself. Much admiration, I have to say. What came to mind then when you were explaining that is it's going to be absolutely beneficial to everyone who's been through anything to do with anything, you know, the immune suppression, arthritic, Crohn's disease, all those things. But also, I've just realised it's for people that care for patients as well. It's really good for them too, isn't it, to have this cookbook?
Absolutely. I think when I first started kind of going back to a bit more of a normal life after my transplant, it was my friends and family that were nervous as well about cooking food for me. I think I went to various people's houses and they'd ring up before and say, can I cook this? What do I need to do? What rules do I need to follow? And although it was obviously amazing that they were doing that and then that I could go around it, it meant that they worried, but also that I felt different from everyone else. And I think part of the book is that I want people to be able to use it as a bit of an escape, as a way of kind of forgetting about issues and problems and medical kind of restrictions for a little bit, and just be able to enjoy cooking. And this book would allow that for those people in many ways when they're at home, but also it would mean that when they went to friends and families, those people could use the book and not have to check things, so that the people who are then possibly limited by these restrictions can come like any other guest and kind of enjoy their friends and family and not have to worry about them.
And Pippa, this has taken a lot of your time and work, because to get, I don't know how many chefs to contribute, I mean, how have you done this? I mean, it's taken a long time, hasn't it?
It has. It was something I kind of dreamt up pretty quickly after my transplant. So it's something I've been thinking about for almost a year now. I think I was pretty determined to try and make it happen, and lots of it genuinely came down to kind of approaching people a bit blindly and trying to persuade them. I think the reception we had from chefs initially has been amazing. I think they want to help, and I think they realise that there is a gap in the market. There's nothing out there at the moment for people who are immune suppressed. And I think lots of the people who are immune suppressed have those limitations placed on them for life. So it's not something that is only a part-time kind of restriction. And so it is about kind of being able to live your life as normally as possible within those limitations. So I think, yeah, lots of it was basically just spamming people on Instagram and on various social media accounts and hoping that they came back. And I was lucky that a number did.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you say you've got an expert team of dietitians on board from the Papworth Hospital and publishers working pro bono as well. And you've got over 100 recipes, including famous chefs from restaurants and well-known foodies. I mean, this book sounds fantastic for anyone going through anything after. I was saying earlier, you come out of hospital and you are so relieved that you're out of hospital, you're maybe going through some treatment, chemo, whatever, and you never really think about the post bit, and you'd like to get some advice, but this is quite a crucial book, isn't it?
I think I would hope so. When I came out, I went online to try and find resources to kind of allow me to eat interesting food. I think it's perfectly possible to stick within the limitations and cook without the book and eat healthily and eat sensibly. But it's about being able to kind of still enjoy food and kind of explore food without having to worry and without having to kind of edit recipes.
And also maybe when you're out, not actually when you're eating, you can actually be guided and what to eat when you're going out for dinner or lunch or whatever with your friends. It's a book that you could take with you, couldn't you?
Absolutely. I think there's lots of uses for it. And I think, again, when I started kind of coming back to normal life after my transplant, going out was really daunting, and it's not necessarily the restaurant's fault, but you have to be extra cautious. You have to know what to look for on the menu, what you can and can't eat. And although, again, it is something over time you become more confident with, I think what struck me was that when I first came out, it was something I was very, very nervous about. My friends and family were very nervous about, and there was nothing there to reassure or guide, although there was the kind of cut and dried what you could and couldn't eat. There was nothing to say it's okay, I've lived through it, I'm fine, I'm enjoying life while sticking to these limitations, don't worry, you will too.
Right, now let's get back to the crucial bit. You've got to raise some more money by a certain time. What do we need to do to find out how to contribute? What's the thing to do here?
I have, so yes, we've had amazing kind of response so far, and we've raised just under £30,000, but the reality is we need to reach £58,000 by Sunday, which I realise is a huge amount, but that is the way that the Kickstarter rules sadly work. So realistically, now we're looking for a business backer or someone who can put a bit of a financial kind of punch behind the project. We need someone to be able to kind of get that cash equity to us, so that we can make it a reality. And I think we are prepared to kind of discuss with people who might be able to help us do that. We don't want the idea to die. And sadly, the reality is if we don't make the money by Sunday, it will. We've explored various other routes, and this was the last kind of try. So it would seem a shame.
No, it will seem an absolute shame. So we need to keep plugging this. I'm going to do this all morning this morning, actually. I'm going to keep doing it for you. But you've got Pippa, nowwhatcaneateat.co.uk. Then you've got nowwhatcaneateat.blog and @whatcaneateat as well on Twitter. So there's a lot to catch. If we just type in now what can I eat, it's going to go straight to you, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. If you just type that into any search engine, then we come up right to the top, and the Kickstarter is very easy to find, and all of my details are very easy to find if anyone would like to get in touch and try and help.
Pippa, I wish you all the best for this. It's a pleasure. And this is taking you up to your birthday this weekend, is it not?
It is, yeah. It's my birthday on Sunday. So it's either going to be an interesting birthday or a brilliant birthday present.
I'm going to do my best. I'm going to really mention it all morning for you. And I really, really wish you all the best for it. And hopefully, maybe after your birthday, we can have some good news and keep on going. But thank you, Pippa. Thank you for talking to us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So much.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye, Pippa. Bye-bye. Oh, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. What a lovely lady. And she's worked so hard. She's been through a double lung transplant last year at the Royal Papworth Hospital last year. And she is a born with cystic fibrosis. And she is trying to publish this amazing book. And it's called Now What Can I Eat? And it's for all of us who might be going through at some stage, you are going through operations, treatments at hospitals and need to find out what to eat. It's a fantastic book. She's got 100 chefs willing to contribute particular recipes that will help you into recovery and sustain you and get you going. So when you go out, you know what you can eat. I mean, and there's no other book like it. So let's get in there. All you businesses out there, if you can hear me, we need to get that money in for this weekend. It's a big, hard ask, but let's hope we can do it. Let's take us up to the travel news now.